Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. This is a Baal Shem Tov story called The Shimmering Palace. Shimmering means something very, very shiny. Once a terrible gzeira, a terrible decree, was issued against the Jewish people in a certain village. They were all in great danger. Baal Shem Tov called for two of his very holy chassidim, Reb Mordechai and Reb Kohos. And together, they planned out what tefillos could they say, what different types of spiritual kavana could they have to nullify, to cancel out this decree against the Jewish people of this village. Baal Shem Tov's soul went soaring up to heaven and learned that there was no way that they could cancel this terrible decree against the Jews of a certain village. But on his way back to earth, the Baal Shem Tov's soul passed many, many heavenly palaces. These were all palaces which were the reward for different people in the world to come because of their mitzvah that they did, because of their learning of the Torah that they did, because of their davening which they did, because of their good deeds. But one palace was way different than all the others. It was so shiny, it was actually shimmering, which means it looked almost like it was floating. As the Baal Shem Tov came near, he saw that it belonged to a certain villager. What was so special about this villager? It was that he said the entire Tehillim 5 times a day. He didn't know how to learn. He did not have an opportunity to go to Cheder, but he knew how to read, and he would read the entire book of Tehillim 5 times a day. With such sincerity of his heart that this was the result. The letters of the Tehillim that he would say were gleaming and glowing, and that's what lit up the palace that was reserved for his soul in the world to come. Baal Shem Tov traveled back to earth and he found this villager. And he said to the villager, if you knew that your portion in the world to come could be used to save an entire Jewish village, all the Jewish people in it, from the terrible decree, would you give away your portion in the world to come? And the villager answered very simply, if it's true that I have a portion in the world to come, I would of course give it away to save a Jewish village. And the decree was canceled. All the people of the Jewish village lived safely and happily and healthily. And so the story teaches us that although, of course, we should try to learn as much as Torah as we can, and really learn a lot of Torah with a lot of enthusiasm, and learn way more than we feel like learning, way more than our habit is to learn. Learning Torah is so, so special. And yet, if there's a person that doesn't know how to learn the Torah, they also can accomplish tremendous, tremendous things. And this villager, although he only knew how to read, he didn't know how to learn Torah. But saying the Tehillim, the entire book of Tehillim, 5 times a day, with such sincerity, gave him the ability to cancel this decree that even the Baal Shem Tov himself was not able to cancel. Thank you for listening to the story of the day.